But we've gathered to the presence of Jesus. Amen? That's why we're here. Because we want to meet with him. We want to meet with him individually, and we want to meet with him corporately. Okay? Otherwise, we could have been at home singing to a CD. But we're here together. And when two or three are gathered, he is in our midst.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Expect great things today. Because in his presence, first, we are changed. And I'm expecting for a deep encounter with Jesus this morning. Amen? Let's stand. Waiting here for you. Let's sing that.
To everlasting, you are great. omnipotent and omniscient. The Lord of Lords.
Oh, His presence is here. He's
Amen. Isaiah 40, verse 22 onwards. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. Jumping down to verse 25. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and see the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. I feel this morning God wants to give us a revelation of His greatness. He is so great. He's saying, look at the stars. I bring them out. I've called them by name. There are billions of stars. He knows each of them by name. He is the one who upholds them in space. Right? And then He says in verse 27, I feel God is saying this to a few people. Why do you say, O Jacob, put your name there, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Yeah, we are in verse 28. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will not walk and not be faint. Hallelujah. Get hold of those wonderful promises. Our God is so great. And we can say, Lord, have you forgotten me? I still have this problem, and this is happening, and that is happening. And He says, hope in the Lord. All right? Amen.
I think His presence is just, whoa, thank you, Jesus. And it's just about anchoring in Him, isn't it? It's about anchoring in Him. We're not praying for any needs this morning because He knows them. There's a time to pray for them. There's a time to say, Jesus, only Jesus. You're my constant in the chaos. You're my compass when the road is long. You're my portion. Jesus, make that your prayer. came down as a cloud, it says the high priest stopped. And he couldn't do anything. But fall face down in worship. And I think there's a very holy presence. And just let's stay silent for some time.
Just before we go to the breaking of bread, you know, in the Bible, Moses has this relationship with God, which is a face-to-face relationship, and he says that he speaks to him as he speaks to a friend. And when God offers for angels to go before the nation of Israel and lead them, and he says, no, actually, I don't want angels, I want you. I believe that there's this, the preciousness of the presence of the Almighty God, the only God, is in this place. And I believe there is a call to recognize and want Him, and we can see a lot of spiritual activity going on in our lives around, but to discern and say, no, actually, I don't want the angels. I actually want you more than anything else. And even the song, Only Jesus, there can be a host of heaven. There are so many angels and spiritual beings all around, but God's saying just, you know, if He can have your attention towards Him, and that we make the choice that only Jesus, you know, there can be other very, very spectacular things, but saying that just the preciousness and the singleness, like no one else like God, just that I feel like that presence is here, that just precious, only Jesus, oh, nothing else, only Jesus. I won't be satisfied or amazed by anything else, only Jesus. I believe that's the call this morning.
I want us to pray for the children right now. I just feel a special thing for the kids, all children under 12. Okay? We want to get hold of this generation where they will say, let my heart want for nothing but only you. Only you. Okay, so if you're near a child, could you lay your hands on them this morning and pray the biggest prayers and the biggest blessings upon them. Can we do that? So that means we have to move out of our chairs. Okay? Lay your hands on every child here under the age of 12 and pray your biggest prayers for them. Release blessing, release destiny, prophesy big things over their lives. Come on. But at the center of that, Jesus, only Jesus. Okay, and let's sing this chorus over them. Let their hearts want for nothing, okay? Let their hearts want for nothing.
Let their hearts want for nothing but you.
That's our prayer this morning.
Let their hearts want for nothing but you.
उस क्रूस की क्या बात है जिसने है हमको बचाया यीशु मसीह ने तेरे लिए मेरे लिए लहू बहाया उस क्रूस की क्या बात है जिसने है हमको बचाया यीशु Thank you. see something.